Gene!
Gene! Gene!
In brightest day, in darkest night, no bootcut jeans will escape our sight. For those who worship corduroy's might, beware our power, Gene Lantern's light.
Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Many Humans podcast, aka Gene Lantern Edition. Yeah, you know I mean, Patreon gang all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We here with my man Colton.
It's your boy Colton, aka Pizza Parker, aka the Patreon Bandit, man. Movie here.
Patreon Deviant. You know who it is? It's your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka Mean Jeans Oakland, aka Roddy Roddy Wranglers, aka Jean Claude Van Damme. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put out the Photoshop of me in the jeans with my face over Van Damme. You know what I mean? We gonna make that one of the fucking.
Oh, you gotta make me a denim Rodman.
Yeah, nigga.
Yes, sir. Going crazy, son. Grabbing a rebound like
yes.
Fully straight, like diving out. Like it don't even make sense while I'm doing that.
Yes. You know what I mean? This nigga diving for the mic.
Yo, fact. Yeah,
nigga. All-star team right here. All right, so today we're talking anime games.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about anime games and adaptions, you know what I mean? And this kind of came about because of The Last of Us. Honestly, we had a conversation about that, and it kind of got me thinking, like, damn, like...
Anime games kind of don't get love like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, anime games, the transition between, like, an anime game and, like, a... How would it work with like a show or before we even get to shows, like how they translate an anime to an anime game?
They're only a fighter, a beat 'em up, or RPG, or some type of combination of all of them.
Honestly, like when you look at like you could literally have Jump Force, fucking what's another one?
There's a One Piece game that's like that plays like Jump Force, but it's a
One Punch Man, My Hero. You could have all these niggas walk into a bar and it's just the Wayans brothers, bro. Like they're all the same fucking game, son.
Even the OGs, like let's say Naruto.
Yeah.
Like
Ninja Force, Ninja Storm.
And like now Demon Slayer.
Yeah. And like you bringing up Demon Slayer is perfect because I actually streamed that shit. Mm-hmm. And
catch me on Twitch. What's your Twitch?
Old Dirty Dennis, you know what I mean? Everywhere. So I played that on a stream, that and One Piece. And honestly, the button combinations are so fucking simple. And the storyline itself, it's like watered down to a point where it's just like, if I never watched the anime, I wouldn't really feel anything. Like, damn. It seems like it's like they watered it down so much, especially like a One Piece. It's watered down so much, and it blows my mind.
You play Odyssey?
Nah, I haven't played it. But then, like, you know what I'm saying is like it blows my mind because when you watch the animes, you become a fan.
Like, yeah, you're locked into like a situation or a moment.
And then you play the game, and it doesn't give you that same, you know what I mean?
Unless you're already a fan.
Exactly. I think one of the few things that was able to translate well, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon, yo, like Pokemon, and that's a point that I wanted to bring up is Pokemon didn't even have to stick to the anime. Like, there's a million.
They tried
fucking,
something different.
They tried different things and they're successful, but it's like the games is just like Demon Slayer can't be. They don't take any chances with like a Demon Slayer. It's literally the anime, but watered down. Like, maybe they tried a different mission. It doesn't have to be something like they can take some liberties and try certain things and you know maybe add a little complexity to the fighting aspects to it. It's literally just circle to dodge, X to hit, or X to jump, square to like attack.
Okay, so if I could ask you, right, like something like Demon Slayer, or like I feel like probably the best example in my opinion in recent days is Dragon Ball FighterZ, right?
Okay,
like I feel like that translates the feeling of the anime
really
or the manga really well into action because it is like that you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like something like Demon Slayer, whereas like I do feel like the Naruto Ninja Storm type level shit is good and it makes sense, but where I do feel like they could do a little bit more is like what mechanics do you think would make more sense? Like maybe like a God of War type of situation,
maybe,
or
a God of War. You know what it is? You bringing up Dragon Ball FighterZ is a good example. So Dragon Ball FighterZ works because for the most part, the anime is about fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly a fighter. Like, you sprinkle a little story, but it's really about fighting. So when you play it, you're just looking to be Super Saiyan Goku versus like Super Saiyan Vegeta. Like, this is what you want. But when you kind of lean into like a game with like a anime with some story, like at no point
a nuance.
Yeah, like you're not seeing Tanjiro fighting against like a fucking I don't know, Inosuke or some shit. Like, they're teammates. So to me, like, you would want a team-based game. Like, a you take it like a platform. It would be like a Zelda, where like you're open world, you're chasing demons at night or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? Like, it would make more sense. And during the day, you do the storyline or whatever.
To hear the full version of this Gene Lantern exclusive episode and other episodes just like it, sign up to our Patreon today.